Now we have in Psalm 37 that we come to now, another Psalm of David, and it's what is known as an acrostic psalm. That means it's alphabetical in the Hebrew, which would be each verse would begin, or a section would begin with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And you'll notice here that this psalm has about 40 verses, which would mean about two verses would take in each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, beginning with Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Daleth, and so on, all the way through. We have that today. That's the way we instruct little folk. I remember when I was a little fella, I can still remember the book I got. A is for apple, B is for baby, C is for cat. And there's a picture of each one of them there. My, that was the way we started off. You have that in this psalm here. And this has been a psalm that's been a great blessing to God's people down through the years. And so often, though, misapplied. Now, will you notice? Here he says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb." Now, this was something that troubled David apparently a great deal. And we'll find later on that another one of the writers in Scripture, in fact, if you go over to the 73rd Psalm, you will find that Asaph, he faced this perplexing problem, by the way. Now, the reason that you find that here, and especially in the Old Testament, is that God promised the believers in the Old Testament, he promised them earthly and material prosperity. He has not promised that to believers today. Our hope is not on the earth. The hope of Israel was upon this earth. And therefore, when the man of that day looked about him and he saw the ungodly prospering, the fact of the matter is, here was an ungodly man and his fields were producing and the rain came down upon his crops. And then down the road a little ways, some poor righteous fellow was having a hard time. And it was difficult in that day for the godly man to understand it. And David had that. David came to the same conclusion as Asaph did. If you go over to Psalm 73, which we'll not do at this time, Asaph said that at the end he saw what would happen, and that the wicked were going to be cut down, as we're told here, just like the grass. And you remember a few years ago, and I remember I had people in the congregation, why would God permit Hitler to do what he's doing? Why, he almost won World War II. And why would God permit a man like Mussolini? And by the way, where are they today? You just give God time. He'll deal with them. And it's the end of the wicked that you need to consider. So now he says what we are to do if you look about you today. And this is a problem that disturbs you. There's several things if you'll do, it'll solve your problem. First, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now, this was a promise to God's earthly people. God says to them, you don't worry about the wicked. You trust in the Lord, and he's going to take care of you. Then verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And friends, that was for the man in that day, and it's for us today. But I don't know that he's going to give you an apple a day, or I'm not sure that he's going to bless you in your business. But I say this, he's already blessed you with all spiritual blessings, and he'll just shower on you all the spiritual blessings that you can contain. And what are we to do then? Delight thyself in the Lord. That's what we're to do.